a new world.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night. How are you? Mike Chambers here. It is Friday night, and this is the Midnight Rider. How are you? Got a good show for you tonight. It's the Young Guns Roundtable, and we're going to stack the deck tonight. We've got Doug Owen from BlacklistedNews.com, Lee Rogers from RogueGovernment.com, and Michael Vail from Thought-Criminal.org. Going to join us on the program tonight. We're going to talk about news and a lot about what's going on around the world. And glad you're with us tonight. I got a few nice comments about last night's show. Somebody said it was a nice little mini vacation away from the New World Order as we talked about ad slogans and the conditioning of advertising, which really kind of stays in with the whole New World Order theme of... Of this conditioning and the propaganda that they've used over the years to us. But last night was fun. I laid in bed last night with ad slogans running through my head. It was like, oh, my God, hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders, don't upset us. Every advertising jingle in the world. I'm a pepper, you're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too? All that, you know, all that stuff. Just enough to drive you insane. So we're going to, I'm looking to do other programs kind of like that, because I think they're fun programs, but at the same time, they teach us things and they're educational. And, we have people at so many different levels of knowledge involved here. And, you kind of want to, bring everybody kind of along, and you wish everybody was at the same level of knowledge, but they're not. And so you kind of, bring everybody along, and everything is nice, and everything is fun and cool. And I just enjoy doing this program, and I had a ball last night, and we're going to have a good show tonight. The chat rooms are open, both at republicbroadcasting.org and the midnightridershow.com. Either one, you're welcome to chat, or both. A number of people do that, are in both rooms at the same time. And last night, we had over 50 people chatting last night between the two rooms, and quite fun. I really enjoyed it, and I just love seeing these chat rooms fill up, and they're talking about what we're talking about, the show, and everything. Ron Paul, donations going up, $1.296 million, almost to $1,300,000. I'm sure they'll hit that before dawn. And matter of fact, I have not updated it in a while, so let's see if where they're at now. They may be at the same numbers, but we'll have to just take a quick look and gander at it for us here as it's coming up right now. A little drum roll, please. By the way, he was at the Family Research Council today. And gave a speech there, and very, very good stuff. Yeah, 1.296. So they're doing good. We're still behind the curve a bit on getting to this $4 million for the month, but they're starting to make some tracks. And there is a website called thisnovember5th.com. thisnovember5th.com, and you can go there. And what they're doing is they're asking people on November 5th of this year, for everybody that signs up there, to give $100 to the Ron Paul campaign. And their goal is 100,000 subscribers between now, on the 5th of November. But you can go over there and make the pledge to do so. As of 9 o'clock Eastern time, they had 3,444 subscribers, so pretty cool. Going to grab a break. Come back in just a moment with Lee, Doug, and Michael, the Young Guns Roundtable, right here on the Midnight Rider.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Midnight Rider, welcome back to the program. This website, thisnovember5th.com, very cool. They're asking, we talked about it before the break, they're asking for 100,000 people to donate $100 to Ron Paul's campaign on the 5th of November, Guy Fawkes Day. Let's make that a 5th of November that the mainstream media will never forget. That would equate to $10 million, for Ron Paul's campaign on that one day. And as I said, as of 8 o'clock Central Time tonight, there were 3,444 people who've, pledged to do that on the 5th of November. And I put my pledge in to do that earlier tonight. And he did a great job at the Family Research Council today. I was very impressed with how well he did, and got quite a bit of applause and a standing ovation at the end, and was very impressed with his speech. He had time to really sit there and kind of lay everything out of how he thought America should be, and his plans for the future. And I thought he did quite a good job in his appearance there today. All right, now on to the Young Guns Round Table. I forgot to load up my guns tonight. So then again, she said, don't take your guns to town, Bill. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town. All right. Lee Rogers joining us from RogueGovernment.com, Michael Vail from Thought-Criminal.org, and Doug Owen from BlacklistedNews.com. Gentlemen, how are we this evening?
Hello, Murray.
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. All right. Earlier this week, we got news of Ed Brown. He is in the Elkton Federal Correctional Institution in Ohio. And we have an interview that comes out with from a man named Sean Cranish. And finally, the mainstream media has picked up a little bit on it. I know the local station there in Concord, New Hampshire, had a report, and Lee sent that to me. We're going to run that here in just a couple of minutes when we get into the media coverages of the Browns. But gentlemen, what are your? Let's start with you, Lee. What were your thoughts of this interview, Ed's condition, and what do you make from the whole thing?
Now, the interview just seemed really suspicious. I'm pretty much because I don't understand how this guy was able to get an interview when none of his family members were even able to get to his wife, Elaine. So the whole thing's just weird. I mean, I can't conclude what exactly happened there. But it did sound like Ed Brown, and it sounded like he was being mistreated. So if what he was saying in the little phone conversation was true, then there's definitely a lot of questions as far as his treatment goes by the feds.
Yeah, indeed, and the marshal's office had no comment to any of these charges and claims by Ed, which I find interesting as well, Doug.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you would think that they would at least try to rebuke it if they could, but, you know, like you were saying, they put him in a suicide watch, and rather than trying to comfort him or maybe even have somebody come in and counsel him, they stripped him down naked in a cold room and gave him a horse blanket. And, I mean, it just seems common sense it would say that if there's somebody who is a potential suicide risk, you would definitely not treat him in such a harsh manner that you would, you know, try to give him some kind of a counselor or somebody to talk to about it. So, he said that they had dieseled him and that he had been gassed for the last, you know, week or so while he was MIA being transported around the country. So, you know, like Lee said, the audio tape that Sean Cranish put out, it was, you know, I find it very suspect. I'm not going to pass judgment on him, but it does seem very strange that none of his direct family can get a hold of him. Somehow, Sean Cranish could, but, you know, I guess as we hear more out of Ed's mouth, we'll find out more about, exactly what went down with that.
Yeah, indeed. Michael, what are your thoughts about it?
You know, Ed might as well be in Guantanamo Bay or one of the CIA black sites. I mean, you know, prisons and jails do have some standards, but I guess, you know, not when you're with Al Qaeda. As far as the audio goes, I mean, there's so many questions I'd like to ask, but it just seems that I don't understand how Sean Cranish can invite some guy that he barely knows, you know, in this sort of situation. And then Ed Brown knew about it and contacted someone and told them not to show, and then it all went down. I mean, it just more questions.
Yeah, and this had evidently taken place over a period of months. This character Dutch ingratiating himself to Sean, according to, and this is a story from Sean that he had taken a number of months, and not only ingratiated himself with Sean Cranish but his family, and also with Ed. And oddly enough, he wasn't introduced to Ed until September 29th, which was about a week to 10 days before the arrest, or the abduction,
right,
depending on the language you want to use. And this guy, according to Sean Cranish, had told Ed he was able to offer certain services, like checking the house for bugs and the like. But this guy's a big guy, about 350 pounds, a tall guy, about 41-ish, and kind of looked, you know, all kind of ratted out. But he managed to ingratiate himself with Sean, and Sean took him up, and the rest is history.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing really, you know, definitive, and I try to give people the benefit now, but, you know, listening to that audio tape, it gave myself a lot more questions than answers.
Yeah, I've been kind of surprised, too, at the lack of media coverage. I figured that the local, especially the stations up there in New Hampshire, would have been all over this, and I guess, Lee, it took 2 or 3 days for any kind of audio or even a video story to come out regarding all of this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know for a fact the biggest newspaper in New Hampshire did not cover this interview that took place, and I just saw the clip on WMUR. But I tell you what, I mean the show that you did with the whole interview and everything like that, I mean, you're one of the first people to break the whole story. So,
right.
I mean, it just shows how the alternative media is at the forefront of covering these very important issues, and the establishment press is really becoming a thing of the past.
Yeah, I mean, we're already looking at the fact that they're losing ad dollars. People like Limbaugh. Limbaugh has gone from having 30 million people a week listen down to 15. Sean Hannity's numbers are dropping. And our ratings are continuing to rise. We've got a lot of work to do to catch up. But people are turning more and more to the Internet and to the alternative media. I mean, guys, sites like yours. I mean, Lee, your site is constantly growing. I know Doug's and Michael's is as well. But, you know, if you go to look at Alexa, you guys are constantly rising forward.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, I know my site's only like 7 or 8 months old. I can't speak for Doug and Mike, but, I mean, the rankings keep going up. Traffic keeps going up because we're putting out the truth and we're putting out real information. And I'll let Doug and Mike get into their sites. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, I've only been doing roguegovernment.com for like around, 8 or 9 months now. And, you know, the response has been overwhelming.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, Lee, you're breaking stories. I mean, and you're on websites all over the place. I mean, you know, every time, at least once a week, you're breaking a new story, it seems.
Yeah, I try. I mean, I know this week especially, there's a lot of information on the council formulation. We had that story on the regional monetary integration, a story from NORTHCON. They released this document called Vision 2020, which outlined a North American Union martial law apparatus. Just unbelievable information. Then you have this executive order that came out today from George Bush, which mirrors previous executive orders saying they can take the property of people who somehow indirectly, directly support the Burmese government without any sort of due process, no warrants, nothing. The government can just take your property if they deem that you are somehow supporting the government of Burma directly or indirectly, similar to the Iraq executive order and the Lebanon executive order they issued recently. So lots of crazy information coming out this week, to say the least.
Like, as if there's a huge pro-Burmese faction running around this country.
Right.
Go Burma! Go Burma!
I mean, they just put sanctions on Burma. I think, a few more sanctions on Burma. You know, but the idea is that you can take the property of someone, you know, who's somehow involved in that, involved with Burma, involved with Iraq, involved with Syria. Why don't you just make an executive order saying that he can take the property of anyone he chooses?
That would be straight to the point. It'd save some ink,
exactly.
And we'd actually be, you know, a little more efficient with what we're doing. Because, and we'll get into that executive order, and I definitely want to talk about this Vision 2020 thing. But I wanted to play this clip from WMUR, and I want you to listen how jaded the coverage is. This is not a very it's not a fair and balanced piece, for lack of a better term. But take a listen to this. This is from WMUR. Well, hang on. I actually forgot to take the commercial out of it. So let me listen to it, and we'll talk to you. Here we go.
Sean Allen Cranish from Chicago is the man who unknowingly led undercover U.S. Marshals to the Browns' home when they were arrested. He says he reached Brown in prison by saying he was working with Brown's attorneys. Now, Brown asked him to make this conversation public, and as you'll hear, Ed Brown claims he's been mistreated. Now, the U.S. Marshals Service and prison officials have no comment about these claims.
Hold on. We'll actually re-rack this because we're coming up to a break. So I'll reload this clip for you. During the break, we'll play it coming after the out of the clip. We'll get everybody's analysis on things and come back. If you'd like to join our conversation tonight, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Back here on the Midnight Rider. Back here on Friday night, it's Mike Chambers. It's the Young Guns Roundtable tonight. We've got Lee Rogers from RogueGovernment.com. Doug Owen from BlacklistedNews.com, Michael Vail from Thought-Criminal.org, and the A-Team's Mr. T.
No time for the chipper chapper.
Yeah, of course you don't. All right, welcome to the show. We've been talking about the Edna Lane Brown situation, and we've got this clip for you from WMUR, and I've re-racked it, and we're ready to roll with it. Listen to this, and listen to how one-sided this issue is, this report is, and the tone. It's more the tone of the reporter's voice and how she says her lines. Take a listen to this.
By a supporter of the Browns, Sean Allen Cranish from Chicago is the man who unknowingly led undercover U.S. Marshals to the Browns' home when they were arrested. He says he reached Brown in prison by saying he was working with Brown's attorneys. Now, Brown asked him to make this conversation public, and as you'll hear, Ed Brown claims he's been mistreated. Now, the U.S. Marshals Service and prison officials have no comment about these claims.
Good afternoon.
Ed?
Hi.
Hey, it's Sean. How you doing?
Good.
Sean Allen Cranish, a Brown supporter, reached Ed Brown over the phone at the Federal Correctional Institute in Elkton, Ohio.
How come you brought them guys down to me? Ed Brown asks why Cranish led U.S. Marshals to his Plainfield home posing as supporters. Cranish says he was fooled by an undercover marshal.
I had no idea. He tricked me.
Brown describes the night he was arrested.
Some little cowardly U.S. Marshal, I'd say some young little punk kid, he tasered me. So I didn't resist 1 second, okay, and took me down to the Lebanon Police Department, put me in a holding cell. Then Lane came in a few minutes later, or a little while later. She was terrified.
Ed Brown claims he was gassed at a detention center in Rhode Island for 3 days.
I was gassed through the ventilation system. Do you hear my voice?
Yeah.
This is not my normal voice. Some kind of cleaning fluid or something.
Oh, my God.
I was breathing on the floor underneath the space underneath the bottom of the door just so I could stay alive.
He also says he was placed on suicide watch in what he calls a deprivation tank.
I was stripped naked, put into a very cold concrete room with a glass door in it, and I was observed.
Brown says he's cold, has been outside once, just started receiving mail, but can't send any out. He also says there have been no phone calls until now.
I guess Ed and Elaine Brown, the elderly couple, really rattled their cages, eh?
The phone conversation was cut off after 10 minutes. Again, the prison and the U.S. Marshals Service had no comment on this conversation. Ed Brown also said he'd be willing to have another trial as long as, in his words, it's fair and public. Reporting live, Gene Mackin, WMUR News 9.
Yeah, I mean, the whole tone of the report just makes, you know, is very, very almost derogatory towards Ed.
Ed Brown claims that, you know, he was in a detention center. I mean, everything she said that, you know, he said, he claims, I mean, almost like sort of downplaying it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Lee, what are your thoughts about the report?
Oh, well, I mean, WMUR, I mean, they're a media outlet owned by the Hearst Corporation. So,
oh, well, that says it right there.
You know, I wouldn't expect anything less from them. And, you know, I mean, that's just the way it is up in New Hampshire. I mean, a lot of the reporting that I've seen on the Ed Brown case has been absolutely biased towards the government's point of view. And it's because a lot of people are just living in a false reality. They don't want to believe that the income tax is invalid, that the collection of it is unconstitutional, and right. All of this stuff. That's been proven time and time again by numerous researchers. I mean, you got Aaron Russo, you got all these people that came before him. The bottom line is the income tax is a fraud, and the media is just afraid to say it because, you know, they know that if they actually came out and said the income tax is a fraud, then people start questioning what's going on, and they'd wonder, well, why hasn't this been brought to the forefront before? And, you know, it just shows that the establishment press is just, you know, they've just had it. And it's up to people like us in the alternative media to get the word out about all this stuff.
Yeah, and Doug, I'm sure you concur with that analysis as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to be honest, I was really shocked that they actually even played any of the audio from, you know, Ed saying that he was being mistreated and, you know, that there was no resistance and that they at least let him get that down the record that he was tased and, you know, wasn't even able to resist. So we saw stuff come out of the Concord Monitor originally saying that, that you know, he did not give himself up willingly. Well, I mean, if he was tased, I mean, how willing can you be when you just got 50,000 bolts? I mean, I can't imagine you really resisting all that much. And,
right.
You know, they basically came in there and bum-rushed him with Sean and, I guess, this undercover deputy Dutch. But, you know, I was actually surprised as much of it got out there. I mean, you know, we see so many stories come out of the mainstream media that are just, I mean, totally tilted and biased. I mean, I was just surprised that they even, you know, gave him a couple sentences in that audio clip.
Yeah, and I think too that the timing of Dutch's introduction to Ed, I think plays a huge role in this because this is at a time when the vast you know number of supporters that had been going up there on a regular basis after the concert gets canceled and the roadblock has been set up, a lot of those supporters stopped going up, and so here this guy picks this time to arrive and ingratiate himself. The whole roadblock idea could have been part of this whole elaborate ruse. Back in just a minute with more or at the bottom of the hour. I forgot about Mouseketeer roll call time. I'm sorry, people are on me in the chat room. We'll come back. and do that when we come back here in just a minute on the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you, because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Midnight Rider. Welcome back to the program. It's a Friday night. I just, every time I hear that song, it takes me back to junior high school when they this song was a hit. The Gap Band out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. That was a great song. Yeah, we all liked it. Man, that was a good tune. Good tune. All right, I forgot this after the first break of the show. I forgot. I'm sorry, but I have come with with music. It's Mouseketeer roll call time. Here we go. Ah, yes. All right, checking out the Republic Broadcasting Network chat room. We've got Candu, Catherine, Sierra, Fresh, Lee, Michael, Mike, me, Pegasustra, Michael Herzog is in there, Rob Rowdy, and Wolf. Over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we have Amoral Fat, Antonio, Bilderberger, Calvin, Sierra is in there as well. She's a double dipper. Danielle, Doug, Divad, MacDaddy, JD, John, Josh, Cat Scrap Fever, K Bark, Bark EMT, okay, and Chris Ali, Little Cutie, Mercurial Miss, Michael is in there as well. Mike is in there. Mike CTW, Pamela's Protest, P Looker is in there, and they keep coming in and out. We've got Rob the Hammer Bishop, Ronnie Smoking Guns, all the way across the pond from Jelly Out, England, and the 00 Viper joining us from deep in the south, ladies and gentlemen, all the way down in Mississippi. It's the 00 Viper, and so welcome aboard. I'm glad everybody is chatting. This is so cool. Right now, 42 chatters between the two rooms. Excellent. You can't beat that with a stick. Okay, back to this Edna Lane thing with this type of reporting. It becomes more and more apparent, guys, with this. It's not just WMUR. It's all of this mass media that we have today, that none of them take any time to actually examine the facts and present the story in any type of rational and fair way. And we're at the point now to where we actually, and I think Lee brought this up, we have to become the media. We are now the media. Forget these yaks.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you want to take that? Go ahead,
Lee. Yeah, I'll take that, actually. I mean, what really drives me nuts is that I shouldn't be breaking some of these stories that I've broken. I mean, literally, all this information is publicly available. You just go to the White House's website, and you see these crazy executive orders. You go to the Council on Foreign Relations website, and you see them talking about how they're going to plan regional monetary integration and all this other stuff that I talked about earlier. And, you know, I mean, the same thing applies to the Ed Brown case. These people are not going to adequately cover what is a real important story. I mean, they're more concerned about stuff that doesn't matter and brainwashing everybody with Britney Spears and all this other crap that, at the end of the day, has little no significance.
Yeah, Britney doesn't get visits with her kids, by the way, now. I know you're all heartbroken.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad. But I hearken back to the fact that, you know, the numbers for alternative media is going up. Lee had said his numbers are going up. Doug and Michael, are your numbers going up as well on your websites?
Oh, exponentially every day. I find more and more, you know, visitors coming. You know, I started this website almost 2 years ago. It's been about a year and 8 months. And, I mean, I literally, you know, was really excited when I first, you know, 100 visitors. I'm like, wow, I can't believe these people are coming. And now, you know, an average day is anywhere from 12,000 to 15,000. And that's if, you know, some of these other big sites like, you know, Rents or Prison Planet don't link to it. But, you know, it's just amazing because people come by and they see one article. Maybe they go to a forum and they're like, wow, you know, that's pretty groundbreaking. I can't believe I haven't heard this. And, you know, they say, well, you know, and start looking through and they're like, wow, there's just so many, you know, mainstream bombshell articles that, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, well, if the media was unbiased and they really wanted to get information out to the people that, you know, these stories, a lot of them, I mean, they're just so huge. And I think a lot of people, when they come by, are just dumbfounded that, you know, that only people like Lee, myself, and Mike are actually promoting and putting this out there. And, you know, it's once you go, you know, once you come by one time, like roguegovernment.com, and you see just these groundbreaking articles, I mean, how can you help but not come back? And, you know, I think that's how we're winning this information war, because there's so much vetted mainstream media news that's out there, and people just, you know, can't believe that they don't see this on the major networks.
Yeah. Yeah, Michael, what's the story with your site?
Well, I mean, the thing about it is that you're right. I mean, it's been an explosion for the alternative media. I mean, I've done things where, you know, where a woman had her kids taken by CPS, and, you know, we wrote up a little bit on it, and it got some daylight, and, you know, she got her kids back. I mean, and you talk about the Ed Brown, you know, deal, and how that reporter downplayed everything and made him sound like a quack or a kook. I mean, I broke the story about the news show that was talking about, you know, when the president declares martial law, the pastors will use Roman 13 to quell the dissidents, you know, and that of course went to prisonplanet.com and just, you know, along with my site, and theirs just blew up. And, you know, these people were calmly saying this, oh, you know, when the president declares martial law, you know, they'll use the pastors in Roman 31 because, you know, God created the government, so the government's good, right? And they were saying it with a straight face. I couldn't believe it.
And that's becoming even more and more apparent, you know, with people that I've talked to that seem just totally, you know, relegated to the fact that this is coming along. Okay, well, the Lord, this is what the Lord wants, so this is what we're going to do. And maybe the rapture train's coming for us. Yeehaw! I mean, it's like, you know, you would think that Christians would be hoping for every extra day that they could have if they believe the rapture's coming so they could take more people with them. But they're just like excited as all get out. Oh, let's just make it worse. Come on, bring it. New World Order, yeah, Mark of the Beast, bring it, baby, because that means I'm out of here. And to me, that it just... And so it's wholly contrary to what they should be doing.
It's
totally
cowardice.
Blows my mind. It is cowardice.
Yeah, I mean, you got these people, you know, like Peter Tosh said, everyone want to go to heaven, but no one want to die. You know, I mean,
exactly. They're so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good.
Yeah, and these people in the media, you know, I mean, they're calmly telling us that when the president declares martial law, that we'll be quelled, and we should just, you know, get used to it. And the people that we used to rely on, you know, inside the church are now looking for their parachute, you know, and jumping off of this earth and going, you know, well, God's waiting for me, you know, screw you guys, but, you know, I got my safety jacket.
Yeah, exactly. The train's coming in, and I'll be gone. My bags is packed. I'm going to heaven. But this Roman 13 is totally, totally misread. I mean, you know, the entire ministry of Jesus was about tearing government down and getting away from the legalism of religion and the legalism of government and to free people from that type of enslavement. Well, but hey, here's Roman 13. Go on back to it, boys. I just don't get.
Yeah, well, Jesus said, sell your garments and buy swords. I mean, if he was living today, it's, sell what you can and get you some weapons.
What you mean? I got to sell my Calvin Kleins? That ain't going to happen. Go ahead, Lee.
Well, yeah, I mean, pretty much. I think part of the problem is that people just don't read. I mean, you got a bunch of phony Christians out there who just believe whatever the local pastor says or whoever's sitting up there doing the sermon. And they don't actually sit down and read the Bible. All right, I think what they need to do is they need to break out that Bible. It only costs $7 to go to Barnes Noble and buy one.
And they're free in a hotel room.
Yeah, you can just go hotel room. Yeah, exactly. And just read it instead of taking the word of some guy who's sitting up there preaching the gospel. Just read the Bible and interpret it for yourself. And then you'll get a much clearer picture of what the Bible is all about and what it stands for.
Yeah, most certainly. Let's move on here, guys. Vision 2020. Lee, I think you've done a lot of work on this regarding this. This is a document that's appeared that basically talks – that starts with the federalization of the police departments here in this country and then basically the joining of police departments not only here in this country but in Canada and Mexico, more of this North American Union stuff. Go ahead and fill people in with that.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is an extremely frightening document. And, again, this is a document. It's a 10-page PDF document that Northern Command, U.S. Northern Command, posted on their website a few days ago. And it was endorsed by the commanding general, General Renard or something like that, Renard.
Right, Renouard or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's some French name. He's the commanding general for NORAD and NORTHCOM, both structures. And this document is frightening because basically what it outlines their goals for year 2020. And it talks about how they're going to see closer ties with the Mexican military, closer ties with the Canadian military, that they're going to start working closer with different government institutions within all three countries, as well as private institutions within all three countries, civil affairs institutions like police departments and what have you in all three countries. I mean, literally, this document, in a nutshell, it describes a North American Union police state that is ruled by a military or a militarized police force of some sort, in which U.S. Northern Command would actually be the command and control of this whole apparatus. So basically, this Northern Command, coupled with all these civil affairs institutions and what have you, government institutions, basically the military-industrial complex for all three nations, they're all going to converge, and they're going to be the one controlling the show to quell any sort of political dissent within this North American Union empire they're trying to form.
Doug, what are your thoughts about this, Vision 2020? Did we lose Doug? There we are.
Am I there?
Yeah, you're there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, if you just go into Vision 2020 and so many of these other websites like Stratcom, Northcom, I mean, they just put out press release after press release. And, you know, Lee was talking about how, you know, none of us here are geniuses. I don't consider myself all that smart, but, you know, you can read their 22-page document, and it's nothing more than the militarization of police and the merger between the Department of Homeland Security, the military, and our local and state police forces, as well as the National Guard. And this is just more of a consolidation of power and a merging of these departments for a one world police force. And, you know, I mean, just what they're trying to do here in North America. And you can just look over to the European Union. I mean, they're doing the same thing. So it's just more of this consolidation of, government power and police.
Yeah, most certainly. Michael, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, this is the culmination of all that they've been working for. I mean, if you look at Rumsfeld going to the Canadian meeting where they talked about Fortress North America, which originally was a term used back in World War II, you know, to guard North America against the Nazis. And now you have Fortress North America, and you have, as I saw on my local TV show, where through Pentagon Freebies and Homeland Security grant, you know, these local police who used to catch chicken thieves are now getting APCs, tanks, and M16s. And it is a paramilitary force. And now, you know, your good police officer who used to walk a beat and familiar with the neighbors and was a nice guy is now jacked up on roids and knows that this is now an empire. And that's what it's come down to.
Now, you said Fortress North America. Is that an actual term they're using?
That is an actual term that Northcom is using. Northcom and Southcom. Fortress North America is a security perimeter that goes from Canada, America, to Mexico. And the United States government has given these two countries radar equipment and other equipment, and it's a security perimeter. Just Google it.
In World War II, Nazi Germany used a term for Europe. It was called Fortress Europe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, the parallels, you know, the parallels between this country and the actions that our government is taking right now, and the parallel, and how it just seems, just you could just take what we're doing and step back 60 years, and it would almost be the same. The only difference is the players are different in it.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'll go ahead, Doug.
No, I'm just, just look at the parallels between the Department of Homeland Security and Fatherland Security there in Germany during Hitler's reign. I mean, the parallel, I mean, it's really hard to find any differences. And, the United States, our North American Union, is going to be run by these brown shirt Stasis. And I can't think of a better term for it. I mean, it's just the parallels between what was happening in Germany and what is happening now is it's just very telling.
Yeah, Lee, go ahead and add your thoughts there.
Well, I mean, pretty much what's going on is that you have a lot of these Nazis that got left over from World War II, and essentially they came over here in the United States, and pretty much what we got a bunch of people who have adapted and perfected a lot of the tactics that the Nazis used during World War II and pre-World War II, and they're just implemented here, only on a global scale. I mean, these neoconservatives and all these socialists, these warmongering socialists that have taken over our government, they're literally the 21st century equivalent of the Nazis in the 1930s and 1940s.
Yeah, most certainly. Most certainly. Gary, if Gary's still there, I've I did forget him this time. Gary in Tennessee, are you still with us?
Hello?
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Well,
I get into these good conversations, and I forget you're sitting there, and you're patient and
okay.
waiting. And, what's
I'm
on your old, mind tonight?
I'm patient. I ain't got long for this earth.
Well,
anyway,
go ahead.
I heard the clip of Ed Brown, and it's obvious to me, just by listening to his voice, that he was severely mistreated. This gassing thing in an enclosed cell is unacceptable. Now, if them... I can't say this word on this. Air. I'll just use the initials. MF, U.S. Marshals, want to come down here and pull the same crap on me. Bring it on. I'm up to my belly with this crap from the federal government. Hold me over.
Oh, I'm going to. Hang on just a minute. If you want to join us, I promise I won't forget you. 800-313-9443. It's the Young Guns Roundtable tonight here on the Midnight Rider.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and let's go back to Gary in Tennessee. Pick up where you left off. You've had it up to your belly, my friend.
Yeah, I'm up to my ears, and in fact, I'm treading water in a cesspool, trying to keep stuff from going up my nose. But we got calls coming in through network radio from all over the United States about tasering and police brutality, and now we're hearing the Blackwater. Now, Blackwater is composed of SOF-type personnel, ex-military, who are trained to kill. And they're training our police departments. And I'm hearing calls coming in from all over the country about police and judicial abuses. And Bush is totally out of control. So everything's out of control. So I guess we're back to the law of the jungle. Who shoots first and who shoots straight wins.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a sad thing to say for this great country. I'm an American, but I don't know if I can say what I've got in my mind. I'm so angry at this point, but the smoke of Satan lays thick and heavy in a great height over Washington, D.C., and these devil doers are doing their best to destroy America. I am not a U.S. citizen. Screw the U.S. corporation. Screw the U.S. state corporation. Screw the U.S. county corporation and township corporations. I am a damn American.
There you go. Gary, I appreciate the call. Thanks.
Bank.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for calling in. And guys, we do see, it's almost every day now, a report of somebody being tasered. Just two this week in Montreal, tasered to death. I mean, this is totally out of control, Lee.
Oh, without question. I mean, it's getting to the point where I think everybody who realizes what's going on, you got to be prepared to defend yourself, and you got to make preparations to be able to defend yourself. Because, I mean, guess what? I mean, we're getting to the point where I think we're going to have secret police running around. We're going to have a situation just like in Nazi Germany. And when those secret police come, you're very prepared to defend yourself. And, I mean, that's all I can really say. Because it's just outrageous what's going on when people get tasered. I mean, tasers were meant to be used in place of lethal force. And now they're just willy-nilly just going around just tasering people. And the whole system is corrupted. I mean, it's gone complete to hell. And what we have to do is we have to be prepared and be ready to defend ourselves when this whole thing just falls apart, because it is going to fall apart.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time. Doug, your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I could really add anything to what Lee said. I mean, it's supposed to be used in lieu of lethal force. And just like, you know, the Patriot Act was supposed to be used for terrorists. And it was sold to us under the guise that, you know, this isn't for the average citizen. And the same thing with these taserings. And it's just this disconnecting between the police and the people that they're supposed to be serving. And you know, it just goes into the training and the way that, you know, these new officers that come out, you know, get into the force are really trained. You know, you have to look out for yourself. You know, this is a war. You need to protect yourself. So there's not really too many of them out there that really know anymore that they are our servants. So
indeed. All right, hour one is done. We'll be back on the other side with more. I'd love to hear from you at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. When we come back, we're going to talk a bit about Blackwater. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider. With